Pittsburgh Section, National Council of Jewish Women, Oral History Number 2. Selma Berkman and Estelle Kruman are interviewing Dr. Sylvia Wexler on October 17, 1977.
Sylvia Marion Wexler, 177 West Hutchinson Avenue, Pittsburgh, 15218.
Dr. Wexler, we're here to find something about you and your contribution, which we know you have done, and being a doctor in a time when it was tough to be a doctor. But before we go into that aspect of it, we want to know a little bit about your background, what prompted you to take the course that you did take. So if you could tell us something about, maybe we'll start with your grandparents. You can remember anything about your grandparents first, and then get into your parents and brothers and sisters.
Mm-hmm. Well, my father's father died when I was about 3 years old, I believe, so that I can't tell you very much about him.
His name? Since you're not sure about your grandfather, could you tell us something about your grandmother, your father's mother?
My father's mother, his name was Rachel, and they emigrated here from Russia when my father was 13 years old. My father worked as a pharmacist helper from the time he got in this country until he entered school and eventually went to medical school.
What school did he go to? Grade school or high school? You don't know.
Yeah.
And he went to
The University of Tennessee, I believe, medical school.
And when did he graduate? Do you have any idea?
I know he got married in 1901, and I think that is the year he graduated.
All right. Now your mother?
My mother's parents were Walsky, W-A-L-S-K-Y. My grandfather died early in life. I think he was 45. And his first name was Morris, after whom three of the followers were named, one of them being Morris, my brother. And my grandmother, the mother's mother, was born in Chicago, I believe, and they lived, however, in Washington all of their married life. My grandmother and grandfather lived in Washington, D.C.
And her name?
My mother's name or my
grandmother's?
My grandmother's name was Rose.
Do you know the maiden name?
I think it was Davis, but I'm not sure.
All right, now how did your mother and father meet? They were in Washington.
I think my father went to school in Washington.
Excuse me, your father's name again?
Father's name is Benjamin Bernard Wexler.
And then what did you say about the winter?
I think he went to, part of the time in his schooling, he was in Washington.
Would that be undergraduate or?
I think it might have been part of his medical. Might have been Georgetown. But I'm not sure. I just sort of ringing the bell. And he met Mother there, and after he finished his degree, they got married.
All right, and your mother's name was?
Dora Wexler. Dora Wall Street. Dora Wexler's
too. Did she have any occupation other than housewife?
I think it's interesting that when she was a young woman, she was very talented in creating hats and was in the, had a store in Washington called the Duree, D-O-R-E-E. And she made hats, her helpers, and she made hats that were bought primarily by the people in the theater.
married, did they come back to Pittsburgh to live?
Yes, they came to Pittsburgh, and her hat shop incidentally was taken over by her sister and lasted a long, long time. They came back to Pittsburgh, and they lived originally on Sutter Avenue in the 1500 area. But after a few, relatively a couple of years, they moved to our next, my home, 4943 Center, which was centered in Warwick, which was near the temple.
Now, your father went into practice, and what did he specialize in?
He did general practice for a while, but shortly after, I would say in about 10 years, he went to Vienna and did graduate work in obstetrics.
Did your mother go with him?
No, he stayed here.
Mm-hmm. Brothers and sisters, can you tell us their names?
Yes.
And in the order in which they were born?
I had one sister. His name is was Elfrida, E-L-F-R-E-D-A. And younger brother, Morris, and a U-R-I-C-E.
And you were in between?
I'm the middle. Right. Mm-hmm.
And Elfrida is deceased now?
Yes, she died in 1972.
Did she have a college education or
interest
in something?
She went to PCW, which is now Chatham.
Right.
But married shortly after she was there and moved to Texas. She married Bert Sarazan.
S-A-R-A-Z-A-N. All right, and tell me about your brother.
Maury went to University of Pittsburgh and University of Pittsburgh Law School. Graduated 1929
And he has a family?
Oh, yeah. He was married to Pearl Wilner. And he has two sons. The older one is James, who is has his PhD now, and he's a microbiologist. And the younger one is Benjamin Leonard, mm-hmm. his father, and he is a practicing attorney here in Pittsburgh.
All right, now tell us about you. I assume that your brothers and your brother and sister went to the same grade school as you went
That's
to.
That's correct.
All right, which?
That was Osceola. O-S-C-E-O-L-A. And we all went to Shenley High School.
And you graduated Shenley?
I graduated Shenley in 1924.
And then your undergraduate work?
University of Pittsburgh.
And
medical school at University of Pittsburgh.
And when did you graduate?
Medical school, 1930.
Excuse me, didn't you do some courses up in Canada?
Yes.
Was that later?
That was later, yes.
I thought that was before, I didn't know.
No, I did that later. That was postgraduate work.
And in what?
I did that in cancer cytology.
C-Y-T-O-L-O-G-Y.
Let's say that again. C-Y?
T-O-L-O-G-Y.
And at what school?
And that was Royal Victoria Hospital, which is part of McGill University in Montreal.
All right. Now, can you tell us something about your home atmosphere as far as how you were brought up? You were religious.
Excuse me, what year were you in Canada? Remember?
1944.
About your religious education at home or at Sunday school, were you affiliated with any congregation?
Yeah, we were affiliated with Rhoda Sholem as long as I can remember. We lived only about 5 blocks away, mm-hmm. and I think I spent half my life there going swimming. At that time, they had a wonderful program of gymnastics, swimming, and I think my interest in athletics was quite prominent in my early youth. fostered entirely by the temple, because grade school had no athletic program or gymnastic program. And I think I can remember, just slips my mind what their names were, but they were wonderful people, the people who ran that program, a husband and wife, and they taught dancing and all kinds of gymnastics, the kind of things you see in the Olympics now. We were getting when we were kids up there. It was a marvelous program. They had their own swimming pool, and followed by the name of Dr. Kane. Oh, the name of the people in charge of the gymnasium was Critchlow. I'm not sure, but I think it's Critchlow or something like that. Very, very lovely people. And they taught basketball. And when I went back to, after the summer was over, and went back to grade school, I asked the principal there if I could teach the kids in grade school basketball. And they let me do it. They didn't have a program. Mm-hmm. But that's how good our temple program was.
But you were interested in all kinds of sports.
Yeah.
Where did you teach basketball?
Well, I even in grade school.
While
I was in grade school, I got the kids together. We had a basketball team. That was all field of school.
Oh, awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Would you go for the Olympics in
high
school?
Oh, that was in high school. Yeah, I wasn't groomed, but I was.
In what sport?
Swimming.
Swimming.
Yeah.
In swimming.
Did you get any awards in swimming?
Yeah.
Can you tell us about that?
Well, I was the champion Pittsburgh breaststroke swimmer, and then they had a contest between in Buffalo, and I suppose it involved the people in this area between Pittsburgh and Buffalo, and I won that particular.
Like what years were these?
Well, I probably was a sophomore or junior, and I was probably about 16 or 17
years old. And has that been still your hobby as you?
Well, I enjoy.
When you have time.
I enjoy swimming for many years, but I haven't been very active in it for a number of years now.
I see. Now tell us about the other facet at Rhoda Scholem as far as the. Were you confirmed from the Sunday school?
Yes, I was confirmed.
And what year was that?
I was 16 years old, whatever. 16, that was 1923, I guess. 16. I was born in 1907.
Finished high school in 24.
Do you remember any of the people in your class? Can you tell us some of your friends, or even in grade school?
Well, Maury should be here. He remembered everyone. And we were only a year apart, Maury and I. And so we had the same friends for the most part. But I don't think I can remember very many names from grade school.
Well, are any of them still around?
I don't know anybody.
And from the confirmation class?
I wouldn't remember offhand. I used to go with a girl by the name of Kate Strang, and she's been married many years and hasn't been around Pittsburgh for many years. And there are many people around who were co-confirmants, but I wouldn't like to name any names.
Was that Strang?
Strang.
And what about in your high school class?
Well, I have one close friend still, one very close friend from high school. We've sort of been celebrating two or three times a year the fact that our friendship is over 50 years. But she lives in Westport, Connecticut, and her name was Beatrice Tolochko, T-O-L-O-C-H-K-O.
And she was from high school?
She was a Shenley High School, yes. Basketball player, too. We played basketball there and at the Y. Even when I was in medical school, we played basketball at the Y. We were very active in the Y program. She was very active in the Y program. She put on plays there. She was a very talented dancer and musically, and put on plays, read plays for the, for the Y. And
did you also act in these plays?
No, I was never any good at theater. I was much better.
Did you ever take any music lessons or anything like that?
Oh, I took music lessons, but I didn't advance
very fast.
What instrument? Piano.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd never got anywhere with that.
Do you remember the name of the teacher?
Oh, no, dear, I don't remember.
In your house, can you tell us a little bit About how you were brought up. Strict discipline or...
Well, we called my mother the general.
Yeah.
And I would say she was... Yes, I would say she was definitely a disciplinarian. My father was a very easygoing fellow, and I don't think he ever disciplined us, but I think he was a wonderful object to copy from, because his beliefs and his kindness were the kind that was very easy to follow.
When you think about your background, your home, economically and culturally, what were the advantages that you had?
Well, I would say we were very comfortably fixed during my childhood and never had any want. We always had help, and we had more than adequate allowances. And I think we felt that we had all that anyone could want to have.
What about with your father, a doctor? What sort of medical care did you have at home?
Well, I would say that for the most part, we were relatively healthy people. But my father certainly was not the overly anxious type, so that, nor was my mother. So that I don't think health came into the picture. I mean, health problems mm-hmm. came into the picture. Now, Maury got scarlet fever, and I suppose we had the childhood diseases, but other than that, I can't remember any important health problems.
What about the life of the community in which you lived, Jewish and otherwise, at the time, when you were a youngster? Culturally or politically, were you involved in going to any of the cultural events or...
As a child, you
yeah.
mean?
Yes, as you were growing up.
Well, I don't remember anything other than the activities I've already mentioned that were memorable as a child.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember any marked political aspects, certainly until I was perhaps in college, when we were at that time not buying silk stockings because of our feelings about the Japanese and that sort of thing. But I one thing that I think of often about my childhood and the difference from what goes on now is that we had a lot more space, and there weren't that many people. For instance, if we wanted to go ice skating, we could ice skate down the sidewalk or in the streets, or we could go a block away to one of the churches and ice skate all day long on their parking lots, which they would which were covered with ice. I think our winters were a lot colder than ours have been up until recently. And we used to go up to Whiteman Street School, for instance, when after leaving Sutter Avenue, we moved to Squirrel Hill, and we used to...
Oh, where did you live in Squirrel Hill?
We lived on Wendover Street.
Do you remember when?
Well, I must have been about 17, I would think. Maybe 18.
Wendover near where?
That's off Beacon Street.
Yes.
Right off Beacon Street. We lived in the second apartment.
Oh, it was an apartment building.
That was an apartment building. Mm-hmm.
Not the Wendover apartment.
No, that wasn't even in existence when we moved there. And at that time, for instance, when we were that age, you see, we used to go to Whiteman Street School and ice skate there, and then have a bonfire, and then some. I don't remember how we got it, but we had cocoa and cookies and things like that. And you never see that in this day and age. When we were younger and lived in the Sutter Avenue area, we could bicycle all over the place and never worry about a car running us down. And I felt that an awful lot of the problems that people have, you know, that kids have, is that there isn't any place to play. There isn't any place to go. You can't walk if you bicycle. Your chances of getting killed are very good, you know, and that sort of thing. And I think that's one of the greatest changes that's taken place since I was a kid.
Did your family take family vacations?
Yeah, well, I guess so. I think we used to go to New Jersey time to time, and we always went to Washington every summer. Father didn't always go with us because he was too busy, but once in a while he did. And we went to other places like Braddock Heights and I guess some.
You mind if I mention Anna Maynard's description of you and Laura? They were real. She was just a little town boy. And she frequently tells us, she's almost 96 now, she frequently tells us that Laura and Sylvia climbed to her third floor apartment. She'd find them coming in the kitchen.
Who is this you're talking about?
Maynard Ferreira.
Now, who is she? How do you spell Ferreira?
P-E-R-E-I-R-A. She's my mother's oldest friend. She's one of the few survivors of their multitude of bridge players.
Right. Now how old? 96?
90. She'll be 95 or 96.
She'll be 96.
Is she? Uh-huh.
And still living alone in her apartment?
Here in Pittsburgh.
Yes.
And also, I did you, her mother had a very vivid personality, very snappy lady. You know,
her mother.
Yeah.
How long, when did she pass away?
1957.
I never knew her father, but I knew her mother very well.
And was she still, where was she living when she died?
We lived on Shady Avenue.
When did you move to Shady? When did you move to Shady?
When father had his first heart attack, which was 1941. He went to a place with no steps, so we moved to Shady.
Did you have any hobbies besides your swimming and your athletics as you were growing up?
Well, I went to camp every summer as a counselor. And
did you ever go as a camper?
Camper. I went to a, you know, I went to some camp. I've forgotten where it was before. I was about 15, I think, possibly 16.
What state was it in?
It was around here somewhere. Okay. I can't remember.
And when you went as a counselor, how old were you then?
I went very early. I think I was 17 or thereabouts.
And do you remember which camp
that
was?
Oh, yes. Berkshire Hills Camp up in Canaan, Connecticut. And I went there for until I interned. And then I had to skip that year. And then after my internship, I went back for the summer as a camp, as a doctor.
Can you tell us what prompted you into going into the field of medicine in those days as a woman?
All right. I can remember when I was just able to read. I used to read my father's medical books. I used to sit on the floor with these great big books on my lap and read his medical books. So I always had, apparently, a curiosity in relation to medicine. But because of my athletic interests, when I went to high school, I thought I wanted to go into physical ed. And I spent practically all my free time in the physical ed office. And I discovered that the physical editors didn't do the things. They just taught the things. And I wanted to do the things. So that it didn't take me very long, about a year, to decide that I didn't want physical ed at all. And the only thing I was interested in other than that was medicine. And father being a physician, and my uncle, Lawrence, who was my father's youngest brother, being a physician, and my mother had a physician on her side of the family, and I had a cousin who was a physician, and friends, of course, most of my father's friends were physicians. I naturally felt that I wanted to go into medicine. So that by the time I was certainly a junior in high, maybe sophomore, I knew I wanted to go into medicine. And there was one other girl in our class by the name of Goldie Noble, she calls herself Golda Noble, who was also interested in medicine. We were very chummy, so that we both applied to Pitt, and we both got in.
Now, that was a little revolutionary in those days, would you say?
Well, yes, I would say, because one of my close friends in high school, his mother was aghast when she heard that I was going to go into medicine. nice girls in those days didn't go into professions. And my mother had very mixed feelings about it also.
How were you treated by the other members of the freshman class, the men, as a woman in the field?
I had absolutely no trouble at any time with feelings of discrimination or anything. We were all always very, very friendly. We got along very well. And I think that there were three other women in my class. And two of the others got along very well also. They did give one girl a very hard time. But frankly, I think she brought it on herself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How did the professors treat you? Professors had
just as well. Just, I felt no difference at all.
Did you keep up your athletic and relaxing life while you were
a
student?
I know I played basketball at the Y. I think throughout the college, of course I went to college only 2 years, you see. In those days we could get into medical school. Not everybody, but I mean, it took a small number in. And I got in after 2 years, so that my college athletic career was very short. And I think I continued, yes I know, I continued with basketball at the Y after I was in med school. But I remember studying on the sidelines.
Did you find it difficult?
Medical
going
school?
Yes.
No. I think I'd read all the medical books by that time.
Your father was still living when you were going there.
Yes.
Did you consult with him on your courses?
I imagine we probably did. He was very thrilled. In fact, when I was in camp, that summer, I got a letter from him, and on the outside of the envelope where you have your return address, he says, he had written, typed on it, you are a freshman in the Pitt Medical School. Mm-hmm. He couldn't wait until I opened the letter.
Oh, yeah, I see. Uh-huh. That you were accepted.
Mm-hmm.
Your father specialized in obstetrics and gynecology.
That's right.
And what specialty did you become involved in?
Well, maybe, I don't know why I didn't like OB. I feel that maybe that was a disappointment to my father, whom I loved dearly and would have liked to have pleased him in every way, but I really didn't like it. I didn't like surgery, let's put it that way, and there's an awful lot of surgical aspects. So that I at no time considered, once I was acquainted with the actual aspects of OB, at no time considered that field as a specialty. And there were several things I was interested in while I was in medical school, several fields. I was interested for a while in psychiatry and contemplated going into that, and I was interested in pathology, and there could be no two more diverse interests than pathology and psychiatry, but I was interested in both. But I finally decided that internal medicine was my choice, and I went into after the internship. I became an associate of my Uncle Lawrence, who was doing internal medicine with emphasis on gastroenterology.
It's Dr. Lawrence.
Yes, that's correct. And I was with him for 7 years until 1941, I believe, and I decided I wanted to go in for myself. And in the meantime, I had taken a graduate course in allergy.
Where? Was that the one in
New York? That was in New York.
When was that?
That was in 1933.
While you were still working for him?
Yes, they had rather rapid courses then, 3-month courses.
What was his specialty, did you say?
Gastroenterology.
So, gastro?
ENTEROLOGY.
were you able to use your allergy specialty while you worked as his
Well,
intern?
I did do some allergy at that time also. And I started to work up a practice while I was with him. And so I was able to.
And what school was this in New York that you went to? Do you remember?
Associated
Central
Hospital.
It might have been with Columbia, but I'm not sure anymore. That was so long ago.
Mm-hmm. Where did you do your internship? I forgot.
Montpelier.
In what years?
1930. I graduated in 30 till July 31.